Hello, my friend. My name is Minnie Van Lee, and you're listening to This Nomad Life. What's a nomad? A lot of people ask me that, but we're going to talk about all things nomad, being a nomad in America. So let's go. Hello, friend. I'm so glad you could make it here today. It's early morning for me. It's still dark outside. I'm looking out my window and I see the full moon. Oh my gosh. And Mars is above it off to the left. I have the Sky Guide app on my iPhone. And when I saw it, I thought, what is that above it? If you put the compass on, you can just hold it up to it, and it showed it that it was Mars. It's gorgeous. What a beautiful day. What a great way to start the day. And I am a nomad. If you've just learned about me, Minivan Lee, I do live in my minivan full time. I gave everything away about 4 years ago. Gave them all to my children, my grown children. And I bought a minivan. I took out all the seats except the driver's seat, and everything I own, I've scaled everything down. Everything I own is in my minivan. It's a great life. I move around from city to city, place to place. Sometimes I'm on BLM land, which is Bureau of Land Management. And a lot of people with this BLM, they distinguish back and forth. They go, what's BLM, you know? Well, it is, it was first an acronym for Bureau of Land Management, and it's free parking for like 14 days, but we'll do another show about that. Right now, I do want to talk about nomadism, so I wanted to set up who I am, because I'm new to the podcast world, but I do have a YouTube channel, Minivan Lee, so please search for that. So I've made my coffee and I'm still sipping on it, so forgive me if you hear me in the background taking a sip of it. Yeah, today I am going to talk about nomadism. So the better question for today is, what is a modern day nomad? People love to put others into categories and assign labels to groups. And one perfect example of this is the generational labels. Gen X, millennials, baby boomers, etc. I don't know about you, but I grow weary of these labels. Nomad labels and categories also put people in boxes and they create assumptions. Now, we've all heard on the millennials, oh, they're lazy, or the baby boomers, oh, they've ruined the world and things like that. That's really putting people in a box. And I do grow weary of that. I like to take people for who they are personally and their character. So I want to explore what a modern day nomad is and what characteristics they enjoy. Let's also go back and find out what examples are out there for the ancient nomads of days gone by. And finally, I want to tell you about what this nomad life means to me and a few things that I've gained from it. Well, one is looking out my minivan window and seeing the full moon just winking at me. Great fun. It is fun being a nomad. One example of an ancient nomad group would be the Mongols, led by Genghis Khan. He united the nomadic tribes of Northeast Asia. Khan launched the Mongol invasions during the 1100s AD. Now, they moved around on horses and were excellent riders and archers. Their constant movement made them strong and worthy opponents. They attacked, pillaged, and extorted other nations, most notably China and Russia. Now, pastoral nomads depended on domesticated livestock and migrated in an established territory to find pasture for their animals. Some practiced agriculture, but because of moving about, that was difficult. This fact was the cause of many ancient nomads to settle down in one spot eventually. Nomadism declined in the 20th century for economic and political reasons, including the spread of systematic agriculture, the growth of history, and the policies of governments that view nomadism as incompatible with modern life. This pastoral nomad section was a quote from Britannica.com. Now, modern-day nomads don't exhibit the same behaviors as the Mongols. They don't extort and they don't pillage. But because of their constant movement, they are very strong mentally as well as physically. So there's a good comparison that would be coinciding with the Mongols. Modern day nomads are very strong because they move about, they're lifting things, yeah. The Merriam-Webster Dictionary defines nomad as, number one, a member of a people who have no fixed residence, but move from place to place, usually seasonally, and within a well-defined territory. Number two, an individual who roams about. Now, other words for nomad include drifter, gadabout, gypsy, knockabout, rambler, roamer, rover, stroller, vagabond, wanderer, and wayfarer. The first known use of the word nomad was in 1579. Little trivia here for you. And it was used in the first meaning defined above, which was a member of people who have no fixed residence and move from place to place. Even deeper now, nomad is the Latin version of the word nomos, a member of a wandering pastoral people. Now, modern day nomads are often called gypsies. So let's look at that word. This is interesting. By the world definition, what is a gypsy? The term gypsy refers to the ethnic group of people called the Roma or the Romani. Now, let's not confuse Romanians and Romans because they are not the Romani gypsies. The word gypsy originated in the 16th century and it meant Egyptian. Interesting. Because Romanis were first believed to be from Egypt. Gypsy is often used as a derogatory name due to the connotation that they practiced illegal behavior. Europeans throughout history have abused the Romani by enslaving them, expelling them, imprisoning, and even executing them. Hitler eliminated all gypsies from Germany and surrounding nations during the reign of his terror. So in the traditional sense, modern-day nomads are not gypsies. Nomads do not travel around in family units that include many generations. Modern day nomads do not share the same DNA or are particularly from the same particular region. And they do not include many generations of one particular family. So right now, let's go to a commercial break. I have a challenge for you. Go to YouTube.com or open your YouTube app and search for Minivan Lee. I'm there. Subscribe and ring the bell for notifications. I've created oodles of videos about my nomad life. I share ideas about how to stay squeaky clean in my minivan and how to cook on the road and many other essential activities to live a fun life as a nomad. I'll make you laugh, I promise. So I challenge you to go to YouTube and find me, Minivan Lee. Just type it in, Minivan Lee, L-E-E, and subscribe. Now back to the show. Welcome back. Now my personal definition of a modern day nomad is as follows. Someone who does not maintain a permanent address where they live full time, and they travel from place to place on foot using a backpack and tent, or they travel in their vehicle, which has been transformed into a living space. And that is what I did. Now, many people have divided up the modern day nomad with labels. I looked online and there are many different subcategories. They've sliced them up into categories and labels. So let's explore these categories given to nomads. Now the most popular nomad is the digital nomad. They work digitally. They move about from place to place in their vehicles and they work in many different avenues such as website building, corporate assistants, YouTubers, social media entrepreneurs, on and on. Their laptops, their phones, and cell service and Wi-Fi is their main requirement. There are many, many digital nomads and it's growing. Now, the rich nomad, sounds like a show. It should be, is someone who travels the world and has the resources to stay in hotels, etc., etc. They have the flexibility and freedom to move around without maintaining a permanent residence. They are the world travelers. Sounds fun. It definitely does sound like fun. I do know there are digital nomads who ship their rigs across the waters and travel around different nations inside their sprinters or whatever type of rig that they have. And that would require a lot of money, so maybe we can put them into the rich nomads. Maybe not. To me, a rich nomad would be somebody with trust fund baby or something like that. But if they're really that rich, I mean, they're also going to have a residence. You are maintaining a residence. I don't know if you're really a nomad in the true sense, but we'll get to that. Now, I recently discovered the spiritual nomad. These nomads are seeking the meaning of life and spiritual growth, along with the desire to help others along the way. Now, how many of you remember the Jesus guy? He was a nomad. How many of you know about the Jesus guy? Well, I looked online. There was a documentary made about him, a movie. So I'm going to quote from thejesusguy.com. Here we go. He looks like Jesus Christ and preaches like St. Francis of Assisi. Some say he's a kook, others a blessing from God. Barefoot and clad in a white robe, he's walked through 47 states and 13 countries on a 16-year mission that's captured media attention from 2020, Time, and the Wall Street Journal. Side note, yes, I remember him, and I wasn't sure where I learned about him, but it was on 2020, years ago. Yet, who is this solitary figure who inspires faith and attracts controversy? The Jesus Guy covers the mystical journey of America's barefoot evangelist. In a nation that worships money, he's penniless. In a culture that idolizes celebrities, he's forsaken his identity. Now on a spiritual quest, even he doesn't fully understand his faith, and your own will be tested every step of the way. Director Sean Tracy allows us to walk in the Jesus Guy's steps as he encounters both skeptics and believers, changing them forever. So that's a direct quote from thejesusguy.com. Way back, I used to follow him. I used to type in on my browser, where's the Jesus Guy? Kind of like, where's Waldo? And I would be presented with information about where he was at any given moment, what state he was traveling in. Now, his real name is Carl James Joseph, but he calls himself, what's his name? He's real. He was a nomad. I don't know if he's still out and about, but he was for 16 years, obviously. So he definitely would be a true form of a spiritual nomad, yes. I believe that one of our first real true most famous spiritual nomad would be Jesus Christ, the Son of God. The Jesus guy, he's very fascinating. And I think after this podcast, I'm going to watch the movie today. So, okay, let's go on to the next category. This is called the timeout nomad. And he wants to get away for a while and get away from the chaos of their busy lives and work environments. Their work boss allows them time to go see the world for a few weeks and then come back. Their position in the field is secure and their desk is ready to go when they return. Because they travel in spurts from time to time, I personally do not consider them nomads in the true sense, because they are still maintaining a residence and a job in a permanent location. Now here's another one I'm going to put in this category, a half and half nomad. They might be considered something different, but I'm going to put them in this group, into the timeout nomad category. Half and half nomads probably spend summers at their residence, their permanent residence, and they winter traveling. Now, if these half and halfers spent the summers parked for like 6 months living in their rigs, then yes, they are nomads, in my humble opinion. But if they keep the bricks and sticks, either owning or renting it, then no. But again, I mean, this is my humble opinion, and I don't want to put anybody in a box. But we do have to have some sort of a definition for a modern-day nomad. Okay, another category, the classic nomad. This nomad is said to be someone who does not work in the digital world, but rather works at odd jobs along the way to support themselves in their nomadic lifestyle. They need money for gas, food, insurance, maintenance on their rigs, etc., etc. This style also affords them the time to become immersed in the community they are working at for a time. And I'm going to include volunteering and house sitting jobs in this category as well. I would definitely fall into this category. But now, I'm also a digital nomad too. I'm kind of a classic digital. Going back to this being immersed in the community, I can definitely speak for this. Because I've been in Reno, came up here to work in a warehouse. And I've been in Reno for now 4 months. And I literally have been immersed into the community. I'm learning a lot about Reno. I've met some wonderful friends here. So I can attest that this type of nomad living is really wonderful. Okay, next, the retired nomad. And this nomad is free to begin a life of leisure after working many years and raising children. And they want to see the sights. They usually receive Social Security and or a pension to fuel their lifestyle. Many of these retired nomads do not have children, but they worked pretty darn hard all their lives, and they want to feel the freedom and meet new people with the same interest. There are many RV clubs they can join, and the most famous one, the largest one, would be considered the Escapees. That's an RV club. You can go online and look up some of these clubs. When I was at the RTR last year, there were the singles clubs, there was the Win Club, I think they were like from Winnebago's, so you can look them up. So now that we have labeled everyone who is a nomad, now we can wait. I don't like labels per se, so I want to say this. In my opinion, a nomad is, put quotes around it from Minnie Van Lee, a nomad, modern-day nomad, is someone who travels from place to place and does not keep a permanent stationary residence that they live in. That's my definition, unquote. There are many homeless folks that live in their vehicles, but they do not travel from place to place because their vehicles are not maintained and most of them do not even run anymore. They just park them and they live in them. And I've seen a lot of that in Reno, but I suspect it's going on in a lot of places. There are many people becoming homeless that live in tents. They don't have a car, but they do not travel from place to place. Some of them are building up tent cities and they are stationary in one spot. So I mentioned above that a nomad doesn't have a permanent stationary residence that they, quote, they live in. Now, by this, I mean they, of course, have to have a residence of some sort, or they would not be able to gain a driver's license or vote, among many other things. So every nomad has a legal residence, but they do not dwell in it. For instance, many nomads use their children's address, if they're older nomads, as their legal residence, where they receive mail, where they put down so that they can get a driver's license, etc. Now, this residence is considered their legal domicile. This is a huge topic that I will address on another episode because it's a big subject. And so now let's go to a commercial break. And now for challenge number two. Go to YouTube again, Minnie Van Lee, and click on one of my many videos. There's a teeny tiny little upside down triangle. It's called a carrot symbol, but it's not really a carrot. And it's on the right side under the video window. So click on it and you'll find the video descriptions, the details. Scroll down for Amazon links to all my favorite items and gadgets that I use on the road in my minivan life. So when you use my Amazon link and order a product within 24 hours, I receive a small fee. This helps me support my minivan life, my nomad life, and the video world so I can bring you videos and podcasts. Even if you don't purchase that particular product on my list, as long as you went through my link and purchased anything else, within that 24 hours, I receive a small amount. I appreciate your help. Now back to the show. Hey everyone, I'm back. Minnie Van Lee here. Right now, I want to discuss characteristics of modern-day nomads. Most nomads I have met do not want to settle down and live in a house anymore. They are just having way too much fun living in their rigs. Whether it be class A, B, or C, we can talk about that on another episode. Or you have people in converted vans, in sprinters, in minivans, like me, or SUVs or sedans. They range from all sizes and all cost, etc. Now, I've watched a few YouTube videos from young nomads who got tired of the lifestyle. They were young. And I believe that is because many found themselves isolated from other young folks their own age. Because most nomads, in my opinion, are 40 and above. The older nomads simply adore their lives, even if they only live in a sedan. The freedom keeps them moving about and meeting other older people along their paths. They are tired of paying rent and mortgage payments. They are tired of looking out of their houses and seeing the same view day after day. When I look out my window, I see a different view depending on where I'm parked. Nomads covet freedom, and their lifestyle is one of the most important things in their lives. They will avoid any attachments to their current surroundings, knowing they will be moving on to different places soon. Nomads hit the reset button often, and this is exactly what I will be doing in a couple weeks. I like that. They're going to reset the button. Yeah, push that reset button. That's what I'm going to be doing, because I'm going to be leaving Reno to go south. Nomads are very intelligent. Make no mistake about that. They are constantly changing their environments. They are exposed to many different lifestyles. Lifestyles that they wouldn't have been exposed to had they just been sitting in their houses, their bricks and sticks, sitting on their couches watching TV. Many nomads work different jobs as needed. They are adaptable and flexible, and experiences keep their minds fresh and pliable for the next adventure. Yes. Nomads do not take life seriously. No, they don't. Now, I've found through years and ages, as I've grown older, I've become less and less serious about life. But now, adding on the nomadic lifestyle, I am enjoying life to the fullest, finding humor, seriously, in almost everything I see and do. How can nomads take life too seriously after selling and giving away most of their possessions? That behavior in itself can wipe away taking everything so seriously. What we used to take so seriously as young folks, we get older, we can look back and through experiences go, I shouldn't have fretted about that. That wasn't such a big deal. Nomads no longer accumulate stuff, and experiences is what they covet. Now, I've found nomads are friendly and cheerful. This has been true for me. A modern-day nomad is ready, willing, and able to strike up a conversation with another seeming real nomad. As a nomad, I can distinguish a nomad from a homeless person. So when I see somebody, I can distinguish, are they a nomad? Oh yeah, these people actually do, they've got everything they need, and they've set it up. So I can distinguish a nomad from a homeless person. This doesn't mean that I won't talk to a homeless person, because I do have friends here that are homeless. They just fell on hard times. But in all honesty, and they organized it, as opposed to somebody who just fell on hard times and they're homeless and they really don't have things that they need to live a proper life inside of their vehicle. In the beginning, yes, I will be a little more guarded. And I will be a little more guarded on what subjects I will discuss with them until I get to know them. I'm not being discriminatory, but because I do have more than the homeless person, I do have to be a little bit weary if they're looking around my rig and want to look inside and things like that. So that's what I mean by that. Nothing against homeless. I understand that they fell on hard times. Nomads adjust quickly. We're very flexible. Nomads also enjoy smaller living spaces. Nomads enjoy being in nature, and nomads are happy people. Now, this whole, these little statements that I just made, I think are interconnected. We are out in nature so much of the time that we enjoy it, and because we're happy people, I believe that a lot of this is because we are in nature. Nature takes away anger and negativism, things like that. So, yeah, I think they're all interconnected. As a nomad, I have found that I take better care of myself. Most would think the opposite. I recently watched a video by a young nomad who is now living in a house. She hated the nomadic lifestyle. She mentioned that she didn't take care of herself very well, and especially she mentioned her teeth. She didn't floss. She didn't take care of her personal cleaning and beauty habits. But I have found that I actually take better care of myself. It's weird. I have more time to do it. I'm inside my minivan, and I have a lot of space in here. You would think, oh, that seems so small. No, I have a lot of space in here. And at night or in the morning when I get ready, I mean, I'm just sitting here. I have my iPhone propped up, and I might be watching something. I might be listening to something. And where else do I have to go? I have the time to do it. I have the time to do it properly and thoroughly. Now, yeah, this young nomad said that she didn't floss her teeth while on the road, but opposite of me, I actually carry a floss with me at all times, and I use it often. Yes, I do. Nomads live a sustainable life. Now listen to this. On average, I use 1 gallon of water a day. Let me repeat that. I use 1 gallon of water a day on average. Now, people who live in a house use a couple gallons of water just to flush their toilet, and that's once. Think about that carefully. Nomads do not accumulate things. We don't buy stuff to make us feel good. Buying things is not our drug of choice. It's just like coffee. It's mine. Most of what I buy now is food, essentials such as paper towels, tissues, wipes, and equipment for my digital nomad life. Now, I use fuel for my minivan, but when I stay in one spot for a time, just like I am now in Reno, I use probably less or as much as anybody else. It's only when I reset and locate to another state or city that I use more gas. Now, I am a digital and a classic nomad in the category sense, if we want to go with categories, but basically I'm a modern day nomad. Now, I'm obviously a blogger, YouTuber, and now a podcaster, but I also work at Amazon and other warehouses from time to time. I actually enjoy working for a time. It increases my physical stamina and lines my pockets at the same time. I usually work a couple months, and then I take about 6 months off. Because I'm a digital nomad, I have to keep a good schedule. Otherwise, I won't accomplish all that needs to get finished. I'm forever keeping my notes handy and organizing my day early in the mornings. I am not what you would classify as a retired nomad, no. And by the way, I rarely take naps. But I do know a lot of retired nomads that do, like at 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock, they're in there taking naps. My mornings consist of exercising, walking, stretching, and many other activities. And just lately, such as slacklining. And we can discuss slacklining on another episode because it's very fascinating. Most of my day is filled, seriously. Sometimes it's overfilled, but I love it. I've had a lot of people ask me, aren't you bored? What do you do all day? Oh my goodness, yeah. I am very busy. I do find time to hang out with friends I've made when I stay in one spot for a time. Right now I'm in Reno, and I've acquired quite a few friends who are living as modern day nomads in the area. I've also gained some homeless friends who live inside their cars, minivans, and SUVs. They have no intention of leaving the Reno area, so they are not nomads in my eyes. But I do consider them my friends. A modern day nomad is many things, and each one possesses unique circumstances and qualities. Most have many of the same qualities and share the same experiences. One thing is certain for me, this nomad life is perfect for my personality and my age. I love living in my minivan. I enjoy small spaces and knowing that my suitcase is always packed and ready to go at the drop of a hat. I keep my minivan fueled, and because my home is on my wheels, wherever I go, there I am. I'm home. Thanks for listening to This Nomad Life by Minivan Lee. That's me. See you next time. Remember to go to youtube.com and search for Minivan Lee if you haven't already. Please subscribe and check out the video descriptions for all the links inside there. There are some free trials from Amazon for audible.com, for Amazon Prime, and this all helps. I also want you to go to minivanlee.com and check out everything on there, blogs, videos. Thank you for watching this Nomad Life. See you next time. To be a nomad, I invite you to visit minivanlee.com. There's blogs, there's a great contact form so that you can email me, you can ask me questions, and you can tell me about your life as a nomad or your life getting ready. There's links on there for videos for my YouTube channel. Please visit minivanlee.com today.